Come on in. Go ahead and sit wherever you like. Hi, sugar. How are you? Haven't seen your face around here before. Then again, it's more in common that I have seen it before. You want some coffee? Of course that wasn't an honest question. Who comes to a diner and doesn't have coffee? Nobody I'm interested in serving, that's who. I'm just pulling your leg. If you didn't want coffee, I just don't have to drink it. I promise it won't hurt my feelings. I'm a big girl after all. Takes a lot more than that to hurt my feelings. So anyways, what can I get you to eat? I knew I was forgetting something. Hold on a sec. Here you go. Probably hard to figure out what you would like to eat if you don't have a menu. So, what brings you around here? It's probably not surprising, but this little corner of the desert isn't exactly a hot spot for tourism. Well, unless you count the occasional van of oddballs who are convinced that just because we are in the middle of nowhere, that obviously we have aliens. Never could understand that. Why, out of anywhere on Earth, would aliens be fascinated with a desolate place like this? Now, if you want my opinion, they should go to Russia. I mean, think about it. Like, 70% of everything that's fallen from space has landed in Siberia. Is to be very suspicious, yes? Wouldn't you say, comrade? Oh, come on, I'm just kidding with you. Honestly, sugar, you are fun to play with. Your facial expressions are just amazing. Oh, but I never finished listening to why you are here. I'm sorry, hon, I just got a little excited now and again, especially when a cutie like you walks into my diner. So yes, what brings you here? Your car broke down. That's it. I was kinda hoping for at least a little more than that. Come on, add a little drama into the story. Did it break down cause you are running from the law? Got to hide out in the desert cause Johnny ratted you out? Or maybe you are on a soul-searching journey through the desert after a mental breakdown, working as a typical 9-to-5 working stiff. You're an international super spy and your spy car broke down on your way to the big spy convention. Well, at least you are trying. I like the effort. Oh, well, I suppose it's just my own boredom that I secretly hope that every stranger who comes into my diner has some sort of unique and interesting reason for being here. But I am well aware that most people are perfectly normal travelers. Still, does it hurt to have a healthy imagination? Helps that they go by quicker at any rate. Oh, I see you finished your coffee. Here, let me get that for you. Well, at any rate, if your car is getting worked on, then I'm assuming that you spoke with the local mechanic then. Blonde, cute face, massive set of personality. Yeah, she's my sister. Probably not a surprise once you heard us talk. Not too many cute Slavic women in the middle of the desert that you know of are there. I didn't think so. Don't you worry, though. My sister has been tinkering with machines for as long as I can remember. If anyone can fix your car, she can. Well, have you decided what you would like to eat yet? Alrighty. Took you long enough. Go ahead and tell me what you would like. I'm ready. Okay, so that's 3 eggs sunny side up, a side of bacon, wheat toast, and some hash browns. Sounds good? Sounds good. And what about for dessert? Well, of course you can have dessert with breakfast. What do you think waffles are for? Or I suppose if you don't like waffles, you can always have some of my cake. I know for a fact I've got the best cake in town. My sister insists her cake is best, but I know she's definitely got the best headlights. But I've got the best cake. What are you going red for? You aren't drinking something dirty, are you? Oh no! I invited a pervert into my diner. Oh, don't worry, sugar. I know what I was saying. I just can't help myself. I like to see your reactions. Ah, okay. I'll go put in your order now. Should just be a few minutes for your food to be finished. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for waiting. And here is your order. So how's it look? Pretty good, right? Probably didn't expect much coming in this little rinky-dinky diner, did you? Well, I'm happy to hear you approve. As it turns out, not only am I your most excellent waitress, but I'm also your most excellent chef today. Anyways, I suppose I'll let you go ahead and dig in while it's still hot. Go on, I'll be around. Just call me if you need me. Or if you get lonely. So, how is it? Why, thank you. I know it isn't exactly rocket science to make some eggs, but it still makes me happy to hear you enjoy it. The best eggs you've ever had, you say? You keep sweet talking me like that, and I'll be tempted to hop in your car with you when you leave. What do you say? Think you've got a room in your roadster for a sassy slav waitress? Pretty please. Oh, come on, don't give me that look. Oh, you look so desperate just now. Oh, don't worry your pretty little head. I'm not being serious. I know you've got your own business to get on with. Besides, I've got a diner here to run. Not to mention my sister would be super jealous if I got to run off with a beautiful stranger before her. But a little word of advice, sugar. Don't let yourself get swayed by a pair of pretty eyes and a soft voice. I would treat you well, but who could say that the next time you're sweet-talked by a pretty waitress, She wouldn't take you for everything you've got. And I would just feel terrible if I found out my new favorite customer was swindled by a pretty face. Although, well, that didn't take long at all, did it? I guess breaking down in the middle of the desert does work up an appetite. Well then, about that dessert I mentioned, think you're up for it? Well, yes, I suppose I could make you a waffle. Or maybe I could interest you in some of my cake. Oh, you thought I was kidding? Oh no, sugar. I'm dead serious. I've got more than enough cake for you. So, what do you say? You want to taste my cake? I was hoping you would say that. Come here then. You can have all you like in the back. You wouldn't want anyone to see, would we? After all, this is strictly off the menu. An offer only for you. Here we are. And now, your dessert. Kisses are so sweet. You really are sugar to me. But of course, I promised you cake. Here, let me show you where it is. That's right. All for you. And the best part? I'm not even wearing any panties. So, you don't even need to wait before you dig in. Come here, sugar. I don't think I can wait any longer. And from the looks of that pouch, neither can you. You see how sleek I am already? Oh. Come on. Fuck. Oh god, yes. You fill me up so perfectly. I knew from the minute I saw you that I wanted you inside me. And I could see that you wanted me too. So go on. Enjoy your dessert. Yes, sugar. That's it. Oh, fuck your favorite waitress. Show her how much you appreciate her service. Give her a big fat tip. Yes, just like that. Fuck me. Just like that. I know. very excellently said up, but... do you know how I want my eggs fertilized? Wait, oh wait, I was kidding, I mean... Go ahead, pump me full. Oh, give me all you've got. Yes, 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 sugar. Oh, yes. God. Look at that. I promise you dessert, and yet you gave me a cream pie. You aren't done. Wait, where are you putting that? But that's my... Holy shit. Oh, holy shit. You're in my ass. Oh, God. Oh, hold on. I've never had a cock in my... No, it's fine. It feels good. It's just... Oh, I'm so full. Please be gentle. Oh my God. Oh, you really did want my cake, didn't you? This is only you ever gotten to fuck my big tight ass. Oh God. It starts to feel so good. Oh, I can feel your cock stretching me out. Oh, you can go a little faster if you like. Please don't go too hard. You took my black cherry only a second ago. I never knew. How good getting ass fucked could feel. I think I could become addicted to this. Go ahead. I am all warmed up. Fuck me as hard as you can. I want you to destroy my ass till you blow it. Going. Oh my God, do it. Blow it all inside me. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, give me a double stuff scream feeling. Oh, I want it. I need it. Give me. Your pumps. so much into my house. I'm like a Boston cream donut. But I think I like your cream feeling even more. So, how was it, sugar? Didn't I tell you my cake was the very best? Well, you come back and visit me soon, and I promise I'll give you as much of it as you like. Take care now.